We gotta get Grandpa out of there. He's down there over a week.
He recorded 2,000 hours of his favorite shows. He hasn't stopped watching TV for days.
What are we gonna do? Time for supper!
Meatloaf! And some beers!
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough roads to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
You're listening to the Mike Kara Radio Program, Eye on the Nation.
Welcome back to our next edition of Mike Kira Radio Program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And today we want to do a show on a great band called Wild Heart. They're from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And with me today is a member of this great group, Scotty B. Good. And Scotty, great that you could be here today and tell us all about this great band of yours. And can you tell us a little bit about the history of this band and how it all got started?
Well, first, thanks for having us on the show. So we appreciate it. But the band started about 2 years ago. I'd come back from New York City, where I was playing in a band that kind of ended up folding. And I'd come back to Toronto and was looking to start a new band. And I was working in a bar one night, and I had a bunch of songs I'd kind of started mapping out. And I was bartending at this bar, and there was a band playing on stage. And you couldn't really see the stage from the bar, but you could tell the band was awful, but their guitar player was out of sight. Like, this guy was just sounded like Ted Nugent had exploded on stage. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, but I couldn't see the band. But by the time the rest of the band came off walked this dude, this big mop of curly hair, wearing an old 60s dashiki. And I look at the guy, I go, dude, was that you playing guitar up there? He goes, yeah, brother, that was me. I go, oh, buddy, we need to talk, because I got a new band I'm putting together, and he needs to ditch these guys right now. So that was kind of how we found Lou, our current lead guitar player. And he and I started working on some songs, and things were going pretty well, but we decided we needed a singer. And as it turned out, an ex-girlfriend of mine who lived down the street was looking for a new roommate, and one day she gets a knock on the door from a long-haired dude in a leather jacket saying his name was Cody, and he's a rock and roll singer, and he needed a place to live. Well, she invited him in, and they got along fine. She called me about 10 minutes later, telling me that she had found a new roommate, and this dude named Cody, who was a really good singer, and that she wanted to introduce the two of us. Well, at the time, that day, Lewis was actually in my apartment. We were working on songs. So Elise, my ex-girlfriend, brought Cody by my place that afternoon. And the three of us kind of sat there for about 20 minutes, talked a bit, played a couple songs, and it was pretty apparent to Lewis and I that Cody could sing like the devil himself, and we had just found ourselves a new lead singer. That was how things kind of started to get rolling. We picked up Mike and Renee a little bit later on after we tried a number of other bass players. Cody said he knew a girl named Renee from Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay Renee. And we tried her out, and she took to the groove immediately. Just a fantastic feel for the songs. And then her brother Mike, who was a drummer, came in a couple months later after our original drummer had decided he wanted to pursue other avenues of interest. So that's how it started. And we've been going strong for about 2 years now.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us, Scotty, a little bit about, you know, how you describe your music and a little bit about the type and feel of the music.
I think like the term, like, straight up rock and roll band gets used quite a bit. And in some cases, maybe a little bit too egregiously, in some cases it's not quite fitting, but I think in this case, just to say a straight-up rock and roll band is actually kind of hitting the nail on the head. We're open to a lot of different influences, as most musicians are, but the type of music we're playing is can best categorize as a classic rock sound. I mean, we're taking in our influences from the same guy that influenced our influences, if that makes any sense. So we don't just take influence from, say, the Beatles or the Stones. We take influence from who they took influence from as well. But, yeah, just a classic rock sound is probably the best way to categorize what we're doing.
Okay. So, yeah, I want to talk a little bit here about, you know, your album here that you've got, and you want to let everyone know that our audience has been listening to some of the songs. And now this album, Wild Heart Gypsy Soul, is this a newer album, your latest album here, or...?
It's not quite our latest. It was the first one we put out. Our latest album is actually being pressed right now. We did a live recording this summer that's coming out on vinyl. But the one you're talking about, the Gypsy Soul EP, it was our first stab at recording the songs that we've been working on since day one. And we were very happy with it. It was recorded by us and produced by us. We didn't have any outside influence on it. So what you're hearing is really just what came out of our heads and what we knew how to do. So it is a very honest album in that sense.
Oh, okay. And just on a side note, Scotty, I love the fact that you're saying that this is coming out in vinyl, because here in America, we find that very odd, because there's nothing in vinyl. So that's pretty cool that there in Canada, you're still pressing away on vinyl, huh?
Yeah, it's starting to become a bit of a thing. I didn't know it was so exclusive to Canada. I thought you had to be on in the States as well, but... vinyl recordings have become a lot more popular lately. I think more and more people are realizing the sound quality is just far superior on vinyl. And also having a tangible album in your hand is kind of it's a bit of a novelty and kind of like a lost luxury. You kind of follow me on that you know, actually being able to hold the album in your hand and actually being able to, you know, look at the artwork and kind of zone out and touch and hold it is something that I think people are starting to realize that they missed. We just really thought it'd be really cool to have a live album on vinyl. I mean, we all listen to records and have record collections, and I've stared at numerous live albums and gone, man, that'd be so cool to have a live album on vinyl. And so we decided, you don't get an opportunity like that every day to make an album with such great recordings as we had. So we decided to go for it and make it on vinyl.
Oh, okay. That definitely sounds great there. So I want to talk a little bit about this album here. And our audience has been listening to two of the songs off of this album. And we encourage, if the audience likes these songs, to buy and purchase this album. And so let's start off with that as far as purchasing the album. And now the question, of course, I got to ask, Scotty, is that on vinyl then?
That one is not on vinyl. Because it was our first stab at recording, we wanted to get something out. We didn't want to rush, but we wanted something out quickly. And because it's only five songs, it seemed that it wasn't quite... But putting on vinyl wouldn't have been a good decision financially to put only five songs on. So that one is only, it's available online. You can buy it online. I think you can get it through iTunes, but you can certainly buy it off our page. There's links to purchase it.
Oh, okay. And now I want to talk about... Okay, now I want to talk about this song, I guess, is a title song of the album, Gypsy Soul. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
I had started writing that song probably in 2004. I kind of started picking away at the kind of long dramatic intro. I kind of worked on that for a long time, and then the main body of the song was a knockoff of a previous riff I had. I'd been bouncing this riff around for years and decided I didn't really like it as much, but took elements from it and then kind of rearranged it to the form it's in now. And it was probably the first song I showed Lewis when we started jamming. And when Cody heard the riff, he was extremely excited. It's got a little bit more of a late 70s, almost 80s vibe to it. I was kind of thinking a little bit of AC/DC in it, Let Me Put My Love Into You, and a bit of Ozzy, what's the song? Shot in the Dark. I kind of wanted to mix those two, the vibes of those two songs and the riffs to come up with what I had.
Okay, Scotty, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Mr. Scotty B. Good from a great band from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. They're Wild Heart. You're listening to the Mike Kira radio program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.